And let's begin with your outlook on the upcoming season for the Dukes.
Looking to have a successful year. We were extremely young last year, only graduated two. Numbers have increased from last year, so looking forward to exciting things.
Well, Coach, obviously got to start with the girls' state tournament they've instituted this year. Got to be kind of mixed emotions for you. Your daughter wrestled, so you got to be kind of glad to see that finally happen for the female wrestlers. But at the same time, 1 year off because she graduated, she just missed it. So that's got to be kind of like disappointing that she didn't get to take part in that.
Yeah, I've talked to her about it, and she was a little bit upset she missed it. But, you know, I think it's great for the sport. It's coming a long way with the females in wrestling, and it's only going to get better. You know, all the college programs promoting women's wrestling, it's coming a long way.
We've asked all the coaches that are going to be part of this new Lorain County League their thoughts on it. Obviously, you guys are kind of downsizing as far as amount of teams down to an eight-team league. Obviously, some of the big juggernauts, Buckeye and Lutheran West Fairview, that had some of these big hammers in the league are gone. Your thoughts on I think there's a lot of parity in this new league.
You know, the league is, it's back to the way it used to be, the old Lorain County Conference. It's still going to be a very competitive league. I know a lot of us have reached out to those teams that were in the old pack. I know we have duels set up with Buckeye just to keep the competition. The conference should be interesting this year. There's still going to be great competition. There's a lot of talent left in the Lorain County 8. It's going to be exciting. Hey, I'm looking forward to hosting it. We haven't hosted a conference in years, so I'm glad to have it at Wellington this year.
Bill, you took on a role that we talked about this last year. You followed a legend, and everybody tells you you don't want to follow a legend. But yet, when I saw you guys at the sectionals, it was the same old Wellington. The kids were fundamentally sound. They were hammers. They were in your face the whole time. So you kept that culture and that style in place and made it your own. Talk to me about that transition last year, and where do you pick it up and take it from here?
You know, I've to follow a legend, Coach Selick has coached me since I was 5 years old. The technique and everything I've got, I owe the world to him, think the world of him. And it's any wrestler that's been through the Wellington program, it's instilled in us. And, you know, we just try to pass it along. That's why you come back and coach, just try to pass those things along. Last year we were fortunate, our numbers increased. I think we had 8 district qualifiers. We just keep preaching what we've been taught, and the kids are buying into it, and it's actually growing. So, you know, I feel blessed to be in the position I'm in right now to carry on what John's left me with.
One of the questions that Bull asked us when we started the show was about wrestlers who kind of nobody maybe knows about and makes a run or becomes, you know, develops over the course of the season. The 20-plus years I've been covering wrestling, last year you had a guy who I think did it better than anybody. Mike Casella didn't even know who he was at the beginning of the season. He just, right, all of a sudden, he just gets this momentum roll going, winning tournaments, winning a conference at the end of the year, and goes and makes it to the state tournament. It was a true underdog, amazing story. Having months to kind of reflect on that young man's journey throughout his senior season, what are your kind of thoughts and feelings about him?
You know, we had glimpses of Mike in his earlier high school years. Never got to see him a full season. Was glad to be a part of it. He bought into the program we presented him with, and he took it to the max. Got everything he could out of that last year that he had, and did great things. And you know, I'm still in communication with him now. He's still doing great things. And, you know, I think we have a few more kids like that we haven't seen on the mat, and we've got a few more of them that'll be out this year, so hopefully we have a few more that follow in his footsteps.
Good stuff, Coach. Well, hey, we appreciate you stopping by and giving us an outlook on the Dukes this season. Best of luck to the Dukes, and we hope to speak to you again down the road.
All right. Thank you.